time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Happy Friday, John Hancock.
It's not that happy.
Where are we?
We're at the Spirit Airport Signature Aviation.
We're meeting here because the Chris and Amy show is broadcasting all day long from...
All day?
All the way till noon.
Uh-huh.
From the air show. Now, less than what, 100 yards from where we're at are the Blue Angels?
Yep.
Did you walk over and look at them?
No, I'm in their airplanes.
Do you think you could fit in one of the cockpits?
Oh, buddy. Probably.
Yeah. How many times you've flown a private plane in your life? In a private plane?
Oh, 100?
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah.
Dude, does it scare you?
No.
No?
Although I had a, when I was running for Secretary of State, I had a Coro fellow.
Okay.
We were doing a, a fly around news conferences statewide.
Okay.
So we're on a tiny little plane, and she wanted to go, sits in the back seat, and got sick.
Oh.
So my entire news conference, you had that
smell?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrible. You know,
not good.
I was in Hawaii on a helicopter tour.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law and I were on the helicopter, and then two young gals that were from, on vacation as well, not a part of our group.
Right.
Halfway through the flight,
boom,
the lady, Ralph's into the bag. It's now with us for the remaining 20 minutes, and the whole time we're just like, can't we go home? Can't we just go back? I don't really want to look at this beauty all that much.
Yeah, that's tough. Man, these planes are loud out here.
Yeah, it sounds pretty loud, doesn't it? But, hey, it is what it is. Tell me, you last week.
Yes.
I heard the show, and you won
$2,500. $2,500. So it was a scratch-off ticket.
I think we should go to break.
Yeah.
Should we? All right, yeah, tell us the story.
So I was at the neighbor's house, Jim and Kathy, and so we lost the trivia contest. The neighbors.
That's hard to believe because you're one of the Cliff Clavins of my life.
Yeah,
you know some useless stuff.
So the winners got 10 scratch-off tickets. The losers got one.
Okay.
So my scratch-off ticket was you had to get to $1 or more with the coins at the, on the scratching. Well,
right.
So I'm scratching, I get a 1 cent, 1 cent, 5 cents, 10 cents,
uh-huh,
25 cents, 60 cents.
Yeah.
$1.02. I scratch off $2,500 I won.
How about that?
It was incredible. So how do you collect? And so you
It's over amount. You just can't go into a gas station won't hang you $2,500.
Yeah. So you have to go to the lottery office. So I looked up there, and you have to make an appointment.
Okay.
So I make an appointment with the lottery office. I find it difficult.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of tucked away out there. So I take my winning ticket into the lottery office. I show it to the lady, and she adds everything up. She says, well, congratulations. You've got to fill out these multiple forms.
Okay.
So I spend the next 15 minutes filling out multiple forms to collect my $2,500.
Nice.
And then she scans the ticket.
Uh-huh.
And she says, it says this is not a winning ticket. I said, well, it's $1.02. It's a winning ticket. So she looks at it, and she scans it again. She goes to a different machine, scans it on that. She said, I don't know there's something wrong. Let me go get my supervisor. So she goes back and gets the supervisor. The supervisor looks at it. And she adds up the numbers. And, I don't understand. We may have to send this to Jefferson City. I said, oh, whatever. I'm, being very patient. And then the supervisor pulls a quarter out of her pocket, Michael.
Okay.
And she scratches the ticket again. And what all of us read to be 60 was 50.
Oh, boy.
I lost.
So all of this celebration.
Yes.
Thinking you have to. Had you spent the $2,500 already?
In my head.
Yeah. No, but it wasn't like you committed it
No.
I'm going to take George Ann on a trip to the Lake of the Ozarks.
No.
And we're going to live the high life.
Yeah, no.
No?
No. I'd spent it in my head.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So that's the story of my winning lottery ticket.
When we let's take a quick little break. Let's step aside. We'll come back. We'll talk a little politics after this right here on Camo X. Welcome back to Hancock and Kelly. I'm Michael Kelly. That right there is John Hancock. We're Spirit of St. Louis Airport today because they have the air show going on.
The Blue Angels, buddy.
Their Blue Angels are right here. Amy is out fangirling the Blue Angels planes. I think she's in the hopes that she's going to see one of these pilots. I don't think they'll take her up, though, do you?
She won't go up.
No, I don't think she'd go up. Hey, John, 2 months away from the primary elections. As we know, you and I have been talking nonstop. That is what's going to decide who runs most of the positions of substance here in the St. Louis area.
In the country, 85% of elected officials are chosen in primaries because November elections are just generally non-competitive.
Are you surprised that we're not seeing more advertisement, more focus as early voting in some of these places starts here in less than 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, you know, so much of the political communication has shifted to highly targeted streaming services and not over-the-air traditional broadcast, you know, which is a very expensive way to reach voters. So I suspect the campaigns are talking to the voters through other means other than traditional broadcast.
So if you're out in St. Charles, it's likely you're seeing stuff on your Facebook.
Right.
If you're in St. Louis County, parts of St. Louis County, you're seeing stuff on social media.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that's pervasive everywhere is Donald Trump. It's just a part of who he is. His polling continues to tank, John, with this war. At the same time, the Republicans, particularly those in the United States Senate, are starting to get a little fearful of Donald Trump and what the consequences of their relationship with them might be in this upcoming primary. Are you surprised that we're finally starting to see some Republicans, particularly in the Senate, have some backbone in their pushback?
Well, they've got backbone because they're not going back. You know, you've got Bill Cassidy got defeated in a primary. John Cornyn got defeated in a primary. And so, you know, it's a lot easier to be independent when you're done. And I think that's really what's happening in the U.S. Senate. Now, you know, because of what we just discussed, the fact that the primary election is determinative of who's going to win in November, even though Donald Trump is unpopular nationally, he's still got a very big stick inside the Republican Party, and these primary elections are what determines whether a member of Congress or a U.S. senator is going to go back to their job. So that's why the level of kowtowing that we've seen is off the charts.
But there's, you know, in the past, when the president's in charge, it's an off-cycle election, many times the senators, the congressional people, try to distance themselves from the president because it just is political suicide. They, you know, they don't want to be held accountable for the decisions that are being made in Washington, D.C. That's not something Donald Trump's going to allow these candidates to do. And, in fact, he's going out then supporting candidates that are going to support him.
Right.
People on my side of the aisle are salivating. They think this is the time that Democrats are finally going to get a chance to take Texas, that they might have a chance in some of the Carolinas, that we might be able to win Maine from Susan Collins. And what's common for all of those Republican candidates is they're having to deal with Donald Trump's baggage, not their own.
Yeah, in the handful of these races that are competitive in November, the Democrats are going to do pretty well. I don't think they're going to take Texas. I really don't. But in Maine, you know, the Democratic candidate's got that sexting scandal. And Susan Collins is how she has survived all of these elections is remarkable. Maybe she's got the secret sauce or something. But in order to take the Senate, the Democrats are going to have to win in North Carolina. They're going to have to win in Ohio. You know, there's a lot of these places where it's a tall order for the Democrats to take the Senate, but they definitely have a shot, and a better looking shot today than it was 6 months ago.
And that spells real problems for the administration. I think we all know that the Congress is going to go to the Democrats, even with all of the gerrymandering that's tilting mainly towards the Republicans. It's not going to be as big a win as Democrats were anticipating, but they're going to win this Congress.
Well, some of that may blow up in our faces because, you know, you're drawing these districts you're creating more plus Republican districts, but you're taking plus Republican districts and drawing them down to make them more competitive in a cycle where Democrat turnout is going to be off the charts. Republican turnout could be lethargic. And, you know, this whole scheme may end up blowing up in the Republicans' faces and backfiring and costing them seats.
So do the Democrats win the House?
Yes.
What about the Senate?
Probably yes, but that's a tougher, tighter climb.
Anybody in the St. Louis, both sides of the river, anybody potentially vulnerable from what you see? Obviously, Democrats are excited about the opportunity to maybe take on Ann Wagner, but that's a district that's changed. It's not really a St. Louis County district anymore.
Yeah, and it's a different district, and it's a better Republican district now under the new map than it was under the old. So I suspect she's going to be fine. I don't see any changes in the metro area.
Well, we're out here in God's country today. We're going to stick around and visit with
Chesterfield, Missouri, Chrissy. Buddy.
This is God's country. All this wind, all this noise, yeah. All this traffic. This yeah. is what you're all clamoring to be a part of.
Everything's happening out here,
buddy. It's all happening down in the city. That's where I need to be. I got to pack a lunch to get home.
That's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. Chris and Amy are coming up next, and they're going to have a fun-filled show right here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMLX.
Time now for today's Spotlight on Health Trends, sponsored by Ethos.